Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison. I'm currently waiting on Johnny and Red Hood. We have a lovely
I'm here.
Some great things that we're going to be talking about. Yeah, and Johnny's here. Now, where's Mr. Red Hood?
Oh, only took two tries. Frickin' blog
post. So. Blog talk problems. Does it ever get old?
Yes.
I don't know. It doesn't really. It does get old. Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
And that's never the best. No. Yeah. And breaking news, as Red Hood would say. A woman files a $5 million lawsuit against Starbucks for putting too much ice in her drinks.
Like,
how is this even possible?
Like, seriously?
Yeah. And I would hope Red Hood comes on.
I hope so, too.
This is going to be a very interesting... Yeah. I think we both would hope that he comes on.
So I guess
and
we're suing
I hope
people
he comes.
I guess we're suing people over how much ice is in a drink now. Okay, then.
Yeah, you can't sell new forms of... So what does this mean?
It's
what
like,
is this new form of?
What is this, the new form of the coffee is too hot?
Scenario, but is it the coffee's too old now?
What, the coffee is too
sense.
Hot because you in the drive-thru? Seriously.
Right. It's like, so you're really going to bitch and moan about your coffee being too hot or too cold. Okay.
I know there's places if you're not satisfied, they'll replace it for you for free.
Which is a better idea than,
I'm going to sue you for $5 million. Why not?
I wonder what this person was thinking at that time. In all reality. Is it quick ways of getting a buck? Oh, and Red Hood is
yes.
In.
Quick ways of getting a buck, did I hear? Who the heck? What
quick,
were you talking
get
about? What?
Talk about. Try to look for a quick.
Having the audacity.
The audacity
to
what?
To sue Starbucks. Because it was
oh,
too
yes,
hot.
Starbucks. And,
So it's the too cold hot.
Yeah, but, you know, we can make the same argument.
Come on.
we could make the same argument literally for the McDonald's hot coffee and the pubic hair on the Anita Hill case. The Anita Hill case. The Anita Hill case.
Or the old Wendy's I found a figure in my chili.
Oh, yeah, that one too. I mean, these things come up every so often, like 10 years, something like that. Anyway, the fact that we go from that, right, this will wane on, it'll wane off, but, you know, straight into the news since we don't have much time. And it's a short bit tonight. Short edition.
Yeah.
So, the fact in airline security, we've heard from Delta, we've heard from United, we've heard from American Airlines, but now airline accessibility still remains an issue. If only they could actually fit a wheelchair on it. But history has basically said, no, fuck wheelchairs, we don't want wheelchairs.
But there has to be... I understand if they're talking about if they're wanting to make it better for people with disabilities, great. All disabilities. It shouldn't be one disability over the other.
No, I totally get it. But, you know, at the same time, it can't be one... It's never one size fits all. Literally. It's never
right.
That. You know, the Modesto... Californian resident who feels fortunate to have visited so many places before a blood clot in her right leg led to its amputation 5 years ago, but now she has a prosthetic, but spent a few months in a wheelchair during rehab, so it struck a chord when she heard about the friend's brother, a W amputee, who's in a wheelchair living in South Carolina, who can't fly to California because he can't access the onboard restrooms.
Which is a problem.
Which is a problem. I get it. I totally get it. But now the fact is that really the Americans with Disabilities Act governs accessibility on airplanes, and but that's not the case. Tommy cares for his wife, Deborah Livesine, who has multiple sclerosis and has been in a wheelchair for 2 decades. And he's very familiar with the limitations of the law that can apply for accessibility to on planes. Should we have it? Yes. But
but the same could be said about the case that got thrown out that relates to Disney. How much accessibility is really needed?
Right. I mean, it should have been how much is really needed, but always how much... Do we allow? It's the same thing. You know, it's more disadvantageous to wheelchair users than it is to people who have invisible disabilities. We're all treated the same, is what I'm saying. It is that we get first pick, but it's not as easy to have disabled customers first, which includes invisible disabilities, but also...
Yeah.
But it's not easy for the... You know, that's the thing. It is... it is the fact that, you know, it's worse off on wheelchair users. Everybody is treated the same...
Yeah.
Straight, same thing. But instead of being pushed into a chair or pulled down backwards on the aisle, the airline employee, after a passenger, is strapped like a NASCAR driver.
Then... Yeah.
You know, said to his employees they need to be better trained in how to operate the chair and help a person with a disability get into the seat. Because Most, it's not.
I agree.
Both of the sides talking to each other. Airlines have not talked to people with disabilities. They don't even know what a person with a disability is.
I think it's something where with allergies and we're people with disabilities, yes, we get on the plane first, yes, we get everything that we need. That's not without a...
Yeah.
It always is. But...
But there are planes, there are airlines that have been more
accommodating,
have been more acceptable,
and more accommodating
than others.
Usually, it's the international ones, which is not surprising at all. You know, Lagos
Airlines. Delta has done a great job.
Delta has done it
with what they have
done. Delta has done it because of the fact that they have
But they're better than...
Say.
But they're better... But they also have a better understanding where these are customers. If you want to lose customers, you can do that. That can happen.
Of course. You know, you can lose, you know, customers. I mean, if you're flying domestically, you can... You're going to be a world of single aisle airplanes, and there's nothing to accommodate a fully disabled or non-ambulatory person. But, you know, all we're asking for, really, is the law to be changed a bit. You know,
to be more accommodating versus the lack of
you couldn't imagine,
accommodation.
Like United Airways, was it Southwest Airlines? They always make the joke about, you know, people who are, you know, overweight. Oh yes, I'll buy two seats, one for my, you know what I mean. Put your tits in the overhead rack.
Which is quite
sad. What?
I guess you're not free to move out the country.
Well, no, you are not free to move out the country. I mean, people don't look. At, you know, when an airplane is constructed, mind you, people don't look at how much
room that needs to be taken into consideration.
Yeah. They only look at the first class, you know. They don't give a shit about the peasants at all. They have nothing to do with the peasants. But unfortunately, hopefully, you know, they actually just approved something for musicians. Maybe now they can move on to people with disabilities. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We will see.
Yes. And I know that we have to get on with other
topics.
We have
to get on to the next segment. Yeah, we have a tight schedule, Allison. You know.
Yeah.
Let's go. So now a new bill.
We all left, I'm sure, messages. Bad reviews, spices. No, there's a bill coming out. And for those of you who love to leave bad reviews based on the service that you had that is 100% real, this is for you. And Red Hood has actually... some responses from a person who went there.
Yes, I have a response from people who went there, including a full-page response, which is actually going to take quite some time. I had been bent to drecking muscles before, and I had a better experience with the wait staff at the other location. It was poorly run by a waiter who was making fun of an allergy throughout the time I was there. My husband and I both didn't appreciate it. He and I tried to make our meal even even the waiter was poking fun at my allergy, which is deadly. I expected more from Drecking Muscles, and we've both been going to Drex Muscles for quite a while now. Well, this house bill that was just introduced is basically that restaurants cannot tell people to get rid of their negative reviews anymore. Also, to prove
Yay!
This, which
can you say amen?
Not true.
Which this came from another angry viewer. The angry viewer in question also happens to be on this podcast, but will not be mentioned. His name, or you know, anonymous tip
or,
will not be mentioned
both
here.
Both names. They both seem
both
from
names.
Two
both
people
names
on our podcast
be mentioned. Dear
mentioned.
But
however,
but,
if you find something similar to these, but if we, but if someone wants to see the review on Yelp, just look for all, sort through all the negative reviews, and I'm sure you'll get something that will that sounds similar.
Exactly.
To what we spoke about.
This person had this to say about this. Let's go back to the nudge in question. It started off with us inquiring about the shrimp dish that did contain peanut products within the dish. And then he said that he was notified of the peanut allergy due to the open table policy. The following exchange, she brought up her business knowledge and what we do, which has nothing to do with the fact that the advocacy of persons with disabilities and us ourselves have disabilities. Regarding the accommodation for my wife, who has a severe translation death and allergy, was made uncomfortable after the jokes continued. Oh, i.e., don't die on my watch, which go to the other restaurant on 14th Street, they won't kill you. When ordering your donuts, the waiter persisted by saying he doesn't, don't order the the PB&J or the Fluffernutter, or also, if you tend to die, I will run out of here with the restaurant without calling an ambulance. Brilliant. Then, which myself and would never do cross this line, while making fun of her business knowledge, he claimed that he had knowledge. He never went into this, but he claimed to know, and last time I checked, this is called misrepresentation. And it looked to us as if, and he looked at us as if we had three heads, which we may not know his experience with business experience and the fact that the situation is moot. The main issue is the persistent mockery of the deadly allergy, peanuts, of which she has taken medication for if she is not going, goes directly to the ER to prevent death. My wife had Asperger's, I have ADHD. Now, and Asperger-like tendencies, the other main issue was that meals were undercooked and raw. There were muscles that were unopened at an inch's length. My wife has had food poisoning and discrimination. Do you know what that is? According to the ADA laws, that they say that all restaurants are supposed to respond without discrimination, we consider the peanut allergy comments a direct threat. A direct threat means insignificant and a significant risk to the health and safety of others that cannot be eliminated by a modification of policies, practices or procedures or the provision of an auxiliary aid or services as provided in the law. Disability means which has no respect or individual physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more to major life experience, such as a record number of impairments and others. But anyway, he goes down to say that this also means that after going through the whole Mental and Physical Disability Act, psychotic disorders, a restaurant, bar, or establishment was serving a drink or food. And also, he provided these links. And go down to the section where it deals with invisible disabilities and the definitions of them. Do you understand the level of tolerance I am talking about with death? While eating your... your aim. As for your complaint about the threats and other reviews, it's not our fault that Yelp, is reviewed as far as us reaching out to other organizations to help with the commentary of the non-discriminatory actions. Also, it's illegal to ask a patron to take down a Yelp review or pay people to write positive reviews about the business in question. Yelp is meant to help and protect people and businesses, and if you're trying to pin the review on us, that doesn't work. And, or wash. It also goes against the First Amendment rights, which is defined as freedom of speech, which is also defined as one's means to express our rights without, which we both experience at your establishment. We have gone to your 14th Street location and haven't had any complaints of this nature there. So, at the very least you can do is refund our bill. We understand that you are trying to run a business. However, it's another thing that is the way it has the greater grandstanding about my wife's allergy and joking about it numerous times with an earshot of other patrons and possibly hinting of a panic attack. My wife and I have senses of humor, but when it comes to our health, health is not at risk. We weren't having fun or enjoying our meal. Your comment seems to about seamless customer service, which it wasn't seamless, but left us feeling uncomfortable and not wanting to come back. And the list of seamless customer service we have been at other famed restaurants such as Marquette's, or your other location, or BTX, or lately Juliana, which is a must. Those are seamless. Oh, and yours not so much.
Yeah.
But regarding your waiter, I'm not surprised that he made it very unclear to you as to what happened, because your night manager was very understanding in wanting to refund my bill. We were also, the next day, the owner didn't allow the monies to be transferred back to my account because of the bad Yelp review. Do you do this to all your customers, or just the ones that you discriminate at? Do you protest having perhaps a nightly quota of which she or he might offend and then ruin everybody's good time? I also take relish in the fact that I was in retail customer service for 6 years and never had an angry customer at my doorstep because I knew the laws of customer service. Jack Welch said a deal with the world as it is, not how you'd like it to be, which roughly translates to the food, as well as don't let your valuable customers leave in an unhappy, and well, there you have it, review, which was based on Yelp and experiences at your establishment. In turn, you shouldn't be crucifying your customers based on a review. Harry Gordon Selfridge, John Wanamaker, and Marshall Fields were all right with their populist quote, "The customer is always right. The caveat emptor, let the buyer beware," which is called maximal legal. Also, the law does not apply and hold true today, just as it did 98 years ago. Oh, also, one of the foremost advertising agents in the world, David Ogilvy, in 1995, 66 years ago, said the customer is not a moron. As far as your prices, why do you upcharge people on your muscles by $8? I can tell you that in trying to make a profit, but also the only way that we would be considered a profit is if you overturned your rate, which is plentiful, and customers were dissatisfied, which we were very dissatisfied. Now as for your business, it's cute. Seafood theme. Great. Fantastic. Wow.
Brilliant.
Right. Using the muscle buckets as light fixtures, very nice touch. But your customer cards are, should I say, not successful. By the way, Yelp, you could probably use iPads at your restaurants for instant feedback, which could be positive or negative, depending on the quality of anything. Thus, it continues. I hope that you have your staff. I hope that you and your staff take what I say seriously, but it's apparent that your staff isn't. Have a nice day. Blank. Talk about an angry
Which
customer. Talk about an angry customer. Yes. So, now, since we're almost at the end of the show,
we might as well just wrap
we might
up.
As well. We will go on Wednesday from the, we'll start in Rio, in the Rio Paralympics, which are in August. And we're very, 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 very excited. Have a great night, and we will see you on Wednesday, and for more satire and more everything. Have a great night. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.